Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Tes. We are holding on Mem Chesem Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page on Mem Chesem Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and also by David and Esther Haber, in memory of Esther's father, Yaakov Nachmani, whose yahrzeit is today. And Neshama Shav and Aliyah, I thought I saw him on the Zoom. Oh, no, you're here. Weren't you on the Zoom before? Okay. Yeah, all right, both. So, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah, we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So, we're going to discuss the following two basic topics today. First, on Amud Aleph, the primary topic is the Shisin of the Mizbeach, what the nature of the Shisin were. We're going to have different drushos about the Shisin, and two opinions whether it went all these two holes in the Mizbeach, went all the way down Ad L'Tahom, or did not go all the way down Ad L'Tahom. We're going to talk about burning wine from the Shisin that's no longer subject, and whether it's subject to Mi'ila or not subject to Mi'ila. And then the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit about Chesed, and we're going to talk about the relationship between tzedakah and chesed. We're going to talk a little bit about the maila of tznius when it comes to chesed and when it comes to Torah. We're going to talk about the relationship between someone who has chayin and someone who has yirah shemayim. And we're going to have two deos in terms of defining what Torah's chesed means. Meaning we have that phrase that something is Torah's chesed. What v'chiyesh Torah shel chesed v'Torah she'eino shel chesed. So what exactly does Torah's chesed refer to? So those are the two basic topics. Amud Aleph about the shisin, and I'm based primarily about the nature of chesed. So let's start from the beginning, three lines from the bottom of the page, on daf mem chesem beis. Ma'arav shalmayim. So the western of the two holes was where they would pour the mayim. With the brisa that follows has absolutely nothing to do with that line of ma'arav shalmayim. So probably there's some sort of a mistake over here in terms of what these two words should be that lead into the following brisa. Tan rabba ma'isa b'tztuki echad shenisech al gabei raglav. That one time there was a tztuki that poured the mayim on his feet, because the tztukim, again, we're not big fans of the idea of nisach hamayim, since it's halach l'moshe m'sinai, so they're not moded to Torah sheval peh. So he's menasech al gabei raglav urgumu kolam v'esrogein, and everyone stoned him with their esrogim. They threw their esrogim at him. Va'osa yom nifkum ha'keren ha'mizbech, and because everyone's throwing their esrogim at him, the keren of the mizbech. We know that there are four karnos ha'mizbech on there are four posts on the top of the mizbech in each of the corners. So one of them became missing a piece because they were throwing things at the tztuki that was on the mizbech. Rashi writes, and how was it nifkam keren mizbech? So Rashi writes in Divrei Maskil Nifkama, through the avanim shazarku bo, because of the rocks that they threw at the mizbech, which is a little bit strange, because what do you mean avanim? No one said anything about avanim. It said that they threw esrogim at the mizbech. So some suggest this goes on the list of typos, and originally what Rashi wrote in his Ksav Yad was Al Yidei Aleph Shazorkubo. He was writing shorthand. So Al Yidei Aleph Shazorkubo, he meant Esrogim Shazorkubo, but instead they wrote Avanim Shazorkubo. Some of the Achronim say that that's not the Pshat. No, that was actually that they threw Avanim. The Aruch Lener says Rashi had difficulty. What do you mean? The Mizbech became Pogum because of Esrogim? Esrogim are a soft fruit. They shouldn't be Pogim from Mizbech. Plus, or gumu kalam, sounds like they stoned him to death. A person shouldn't die from esrogim that are thrown at him. So it must be that in addition to throwing their esrogim at him, they also threw the avanim at him. Why dafka would they throw the, if you're going to throw rocks anyway, why would you throw esrogim at the guy? The rocks are probably going to be much more effective. So probably it was a statement about the importance of Torah Shebal Peh. I mean, just thinking out loud over here, that the Rambam writes at a classic example of Perushim HaMekubalim L'Moshe M'Sinai, right? The Rambam talks about there's halacha l'moshe m'sinai and there's perushim mekubal l'moshe m'sinai. So halacha l'moshe m'sinai is like nisach hamayim. So it's a brand new halacha that we know for only from the Moshe m'sinai. But it's pashut that there has to be things that are l'moshe m'sinai that you can't trust the book. There's got to be a Torah Shebal Peh. Otherwise, how do you know what the words in the book mean? That's what the Rambam talks about, that there's a different category called perushim hamekubalim l'moshe m'sinai. Pre Eitz Hadar, what's a beautiful fruit? So you need a perushim mekubal l'moshe m'sinai just to know what it is. That's the classic example of Perishim Kuvul Moshe Misinai. So they took their Esrogim and they're showing that Stuki, we only know that this is an Esrog because of Moshe Misinai. And now you're going to deny the Halachos of Moshe Misinai? By definition, you have to have a Torah Shebal Peh. So maybe that's the idea, according to the Aruch Haner, that they threw rocks as well. That maybe that's the idea as to why they threw Esrogim. So anyway, so that they, Vosa Yom Nifkum HaKeren HaMizbeach, because of whatever they threw at him, the Keren HaMizbeach became Pagum, Ve'eviu Bul Shel Melech Ususamuhu, and they took a block of salt and they closed up the dent in the Mizbeach. Lo Mepnei Shehuch Shel Avoda, not because by adding salt it now makes the Mizbeach Kasha La'avoda, because Melech is not one of the meaning that you're allowed to make a Mizbeach out of. Ella, the Acharim discussed why not, but for whatever reason, the assumption is that you cannot use salt to actually be machshir the mizbeach. El mishalo yirah mizbeach pagum. It's just that when you look at the mizbeach, it's not proper kavod that the mizbeach should look like it's pagum. So in order that the mizbeach should not look pagum, that's why they covered it with some salt. Now the reason the mizbeach became puzzle was just because it was nifkam karno. How do you know that every break, every dent, every crack is gonna ruin the mizbeach? Shekal mizbeach she'ein lo, any mizbeach that doesn't have one of the following four things is not a valid mizbeach. Lo kevish, if it doesn't have a ramp to go up the mizbeach toward the soveh, the kevish itself was 32 amos and long and 16 amos wide, so it served as a way to get up to the height of the nine amma height of the top of the mizbeach. V'lo karen, any mizbeach that didn't have the four karnos of mizbeach and the four corners on the top of the mizbeach, the karen was an amma by an amma by an amma, it was an amma cubed each karen. V'lo yisod, any mizbeach that doesn't have a yisod, which is on the as we saw before, that the yisod is that first step, one amma up on the mizbeach, did not go around on all four sides, it only went around two and a little bit. V'lo ribua, any mizbeach that's not perfectly square, that's not midas archo k'midas rachbo. The mizbeach was supposed to be perfectly squared, so any mizbeach that lacks any of these things, pasal avoda. And the reason these things are ma'akev the mizbeach is because the pasuk says hamizbeach when it talks about each of these things. So we see hamizbeach tells me that that's the way the mizbeach has to be built, right? By the kevish it says el pnei hamizbeach. So and by the karnos it says v'nasat al karnos hamizbeach be'atzbeach. By the yisod it says el yisod hamizbeach. And by ribua chamish amos orach v'chamish amos rochav ravua yia hamizbeach. So since it says hamizbeach by each of these items, so we know each of these things are ma'akev. Rabbi Yosef, af asovev. There's another element that's ma'akev, and that is the soviv. The soviv is when you go up one amma and in an amma, that's the yisod, up another five ammas and in an amma, that's the soviv. So that's also ma'akev, the kashrus of the mizbeach. So that's it's either four or five items that are ma'akev the kashrus. One of those things we said is the keren hamizbeach. So if the keren of the mizbeach was pagum, it's as if you don't have a keren of the mizbeach. And mela, it's going to be pasul avoda. The mizbeach is going to be pasul avoda. So the fact that they put salt in it was just to make it look nicer, but the mizbeach was pasul at that point anyway. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shisin. Now the discussion of the shisin. These shisin, these holes that you poured, that the wine and the water went into, that were misheshes me breishes nivru. They were already created from sheshes me breishes. How do I know that they were created misheshes me breishes? Hashem made these shisin because shenemar chamuke yirechayich kemo chaloim maisi yedei amon. Chamuke yirechayich. What's that referring to? Elu hashisin. Chamuke is a lashon of something that's covered up, something that's hidden. Yirechayich is on the side of something. So the shisin are hidden in the mizbeach, and they're all the way on the side, on the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. Kemo chalaim, what does that mean? Shemchalalin v'yardin ad ha'tahom, that they go all the way, hollow, all the way down until the tahom, until the depths of the earth. Maisi de umman, what does that refer to? Who's the umman that created the shisin? So maisi de umnas shakarish baruch hu. That's the maisi de umnas shakarish baruch hu. He's the one that created the entire world, and the shisin were included in that. So that was in Sheshimei Bereshis that we learned it from. So this is meaning this pasuk, this day, Rabbi Rabbanan and Rabbi Yochanan learns that it's from Shesh Shmei Bereshis, but it's from this word, it's from this pasuk. Other shittas, the next shita we're about to learn, also holds that it's from Shesh Shmei Bereshis, but derives it from a different pasuk. Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel, Bereshis is from the very first word in the Torah. Bereshis Baruch Hashem Shmei Mezharis. Bereshis Al Tikr Bereshis Ela Barashis. Don't read it as Bereshis, but in the very first word in the Torah, you see that the Shishin were created from Shesh Shmei Bereshis. It should be read as Barashis. So the Marsha writes, how do you know to split the word in that way? He says, because it should have said Barishona Baralukim Shmaim Basaris. Why does it say Bereshis? Elamai is coming to tell me something that you could darshan it as Barashis. The Aruch Lener writes that Shishin is the Lashon Yisod. The Shishin Shalom Zbeach are the Yisod of the entire Bria. That through the Avodah Samikdash, the world is able to exist, and the Shishin are Mekayim, the Tahom, because the Avodah now gets all the way to the Tahom, meaning that's symbolic. That since the Avodah keeps the world going, there has to be an element of the Avodah that goes to the depths of the world, that goes to the very core of creation. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into Ma'aseh Bereishis, and if he's going to build this world, he has to build the Yisod upon which this world is able to stand. Now, this is like the Ramban writes in the Saktama to this commentary on the Torah that the letters of the Torah have inherent kedusha to the point that they could be broken up differently and they also mean something. Meaning that it's not only Bereshis, it's also Barashis, it's also Barashayis Bara, and each way of breaking it down, we don't fully understand or even partially understand what that means exactly. But he says, all the letters of the Torah are the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore each letter has its Kedusha. That's what the Ramban says, a Gevaldik Achidish. The Ramban says, if the Sefer Torah is missing a single letter, sounds like any letter, Chaseros, Yeseros, a little Yoda, hey, that it's absolutely possible because you're being pogeb in the Shemos of Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the shame of Hashem, which causes a big problem because the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that we are not bekiyin be Chaseros v'Yeseros. We don't necessarily know all the places where something is supposed to be spelled with a vav, without a vav, with a yud, without a yud. We're not pekiyin b'chaseros yoseros. If we're not pekiyin b'chaseros yoseros, how do we have any kashrus sifrei Torah according to the sheet of the Ramban? Maybe we don't. Maybe that's what the Shagas Aryeh says. Maybe that's why we no longer are so makbit to have every single Jew fulfill the mitzvah number 613, which is the mitzvah of ksivas sefer Torah, because maybe we're relying on the fact that we're not pekiyin b'chaseros yoseros, and therefore we're unable to fulfill that mitzvah properly. But forget about that. How do we put on tefillin? How do we have a mezuzah? We're not b'kibbutz chazir, so it's going to apostle everything. So that's what Minchas Chinuch says, that even according to that shita, you have to say that we are b'kiyun in certain parshios. That certain parshios that we were constantly writing because we needed them for mitzvahs, so those we must be b'kiyun in. It must be that we're b'kiyun in those parshios. But the standard shita that we paskin like in Rov Rishonim is that if it's missing a chaser v'yeser, it's not going to apostle the Sefer Torah, that it only apostles the Sefer Torah if it's missing something that would actually change the meaning of the word. But so just missing chaseros yeseros is not necessarily going to pass the same. That's what Milchus Chinuch discusses. We had a drasha back on Dav Vav, sukkah, sukkah, sukkos, 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 sukkah, right? Exactly how many walls the sukkah needs. Is it 2-inch change? Is it 3-inch change? Darshan tchilos, ain't darshan tchilos, schacha bayikra, schacha lobe. We had a whole sugya, but it was based on the fact that sometimes it's spelled male, sometimes it's spelled chaser. So do you do it male, or do we darshan it male? Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemsaris. Do we darshan it Malay or do we darshan it Chaser? So again, Milchus Chinuch says you have to say that we have a tradition that those words we knew, that those words we knew that there was a Kriya Niksiv, those words we were aware of what's Malay and what is Chaser. But anyway, so the drush of the Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel is that the word Bereshis itself could be broken up into two words. And it's not just Bereshis, but it's also Barashis. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shishin Mechalom the Yordan ad Tahom. The Shishin go all the way down until the Tahom. Shenemar Ashira no liyididi Shiras Dodi leKarmo. Kerem ayu liyididi beKeren ben Shemen vayaskeu vayisalkeu vayiteu sorek vayiven migdol betocho vegam yekev chatzavlo. So this Yeshayahu Anavi is saying that he's going to sing for Hakadosh Baruch Hu in his place on his vineyard, and he's darshaning that Eretz Yisrael is called the Keren ben ben shemen, that it is the most shemen part of all of the entire world, because it's the eretz of aschalav dvash, so it's the fattiest, juiciest part of all of creation. Vayaskeyu, and he built fortified cities surrounded by walls with proper locks on it. Because in Aram, is Lashon Arami, is like a lock or a ring that keeps it locked. And Vayisakleyu, that Vayisakleyu means to remove the rocks, to remove the stones from there. So it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the Umos HaOlam from Eretz Yisrael in order to make space for the Kerem, for Klal Yisrael, which is Nidma to a Kerem, which is like a vineyard. So the Gemara continues to dash in the Pasuk, Vayit'ehu Sorek, that he planted in Eretz Yisrael the roots of vines that are the highest quality. Zeh Beis HaMikdash. That's a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, which is the basis, the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. By even Migdal Betocho, and what's the Migdal that he built in that vineyard? Zem Mizbeach. That's a reference to the Mizbeach, which is like a Migdal, like a show of a tower, which shows a certain amount of power. The Gam Yekev Chatzavlo, and also a Yekev. Yekev is the bar where the wine goes into. So Elu Hashisin. That's a reference to the Shisin. It's like a bar that was built in the Migdal. The Migdal is the Mizbeach, so the Mizbeach is considered like the tower, and in the tower there's a Yekev. So what's the Yekev that's in the tower? That's the Shisin, where all the wine goes into and goes down Ata Tahom. So the Gemara brings the sheet of Rablazer Rab Tzaddik, who holds that the wine that was in Snasech on the Mizbeach would gather in between the Mizbeach and the Kevesh. And over time, it would build up in between the ramp and the Mizbeach, and the Shisin therefore clearly did not go Ata Tahom. If they went Ata Tahom, then it wouldn't gather anywhere. It would go all the way down to the core of the earth. So Tanya, I'm Rablazer Rab Tzaddik. Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik had a different view of how the Shisin worked. Lul katan haya ben kevesh lemizbeach b'ma'aravo shel kevesh. Toward the western side of the kevesh, there was a little space. The nine westernmost amos of the kevesh, from the 16 amos of width that the kevesh had, so a little more than half of the kevesh on the western side of the kevesh had a little space. A lul katan va'achas l'shivim shana pirchei kuna yardim shem. And once every 70 years, the young Kohanim would go down into that little hole, that little space, and they would pull out congealed wine that looked like Igule Devela, because it was such a buildup and so thick that it was like figs that were attached together in an eagle, that they would make like a fig cake in a round form. And then they would go and they would burn it b'kedusha, and they had to burn it because it was asr bahana, because this is wine that was huktash l'mizbeach, was poured on the mizbeach, and this is just what gathered up over a lot of time, over decades of gathering up, and they had to burn it b'kedusha. They had to burn it in the azara de makom kadosh shenemar, because the pasuk says by the parsha of the nesachim, it says b'kodesh haseich nesach sheichal Hashem. So we make a comparison, we make a link between the Sreifa and the Nisuch in the first place. Kashem she Nisucha b'kedusha, kach Sreifa so b'kedusha. Just like the Nisuch was b'kedusha, so too the Sreifa has to be b'kedusha. It has to be in the Azara, can't be in the Chel, can't be outside of the Azara. In Mi'ila, Dafir Alf and Beis, it quotes the same Brisa with a slightly different Girsa. Over there is in Mai Mashma, and Ravina says, Asya Kodesh Kodesh, Ksiv Hacha Bakodesh, Ksiv Hasam V'sarafta Sanosa Be'esh, V'lo Yochal Ki Kodesh Hein. That Ma Nosar, Sreif Hasam B'kedusha, Av Hainami B'kedusha. This is also B'kedusha. So it sounds like the burning of the Nesachim, he also has learned from Noser, not only the din of Sreifa, but the place where the Nesachim were burnt is also learned from there. Like Rashi says over there, that Ma Noser is Sreifasa B'kedusha, that anything that's Psulo B'kodesh, it's Sreifasa B'kodesh. The burning has to be B'kodesh, because we learned that from a Karban Chatos. The Pasuk says, V'kol Chatos Asher Yuva Midama. So Pasuk is Be'esh Tisarif, that the Sreifa has to be B'kedusha. So in the Shittim Gvetzes over there, he's not goreis what it says in our sugya. Kishem shenisucha b'kedusha kach shreifasa b'kedusha, because the sugya mi'ila, which is the makar where the shreifa was where we learn the shreifa was done in the azara, learns it from from a Gzereshav of Noser, not from a Hekesh between Sreifa and Nisuch. So exactly what the source for this din is subject to some debate and some differences in Girsos between our Gemara and other Gemaras, but this din definitely exists. That just like, so that Sreifa so B'Kedusha, that the burning has to be done in the Azar, it has to be done B'Kedusha. So says the Gemara, my Mashma, where's the Merumas in the Pasuk that the Sreifa is Hukash to the Nesachim, that just like the Nisucha B'Kedusha, therefore, it's also Sreifa so B'Kedusha. Amravina, Asya, Kodesh, Kodesh, it's a Gzereshav of the word Kodesh that appears in two places. Ksiv Hacha, it says by the Nesachim, B'Kodesh HaSeich Nesach, Uksiv Hasim, it says by Nosar, Visrafta sa Nosar Ba'esh, Lo Yachal ki Kodeshu. So we learn that just like Kodesh, that it says by the Nosar, it's talking about Sreifa, and it's burnt because of its Kedusha and its Asrbana, so too the Kodesh by the Nesachim is Mechayiv Sreifa. So since the Nesachim are Chayiv Sreifa, so too the Nesachim are Chayiv Sreifa, and the Chayiv Sreifa Dafka in a Makom Kodesh. And this is after 70 years worth of buildup. There is a famous shita of the Chacham Tzvi, and when it comes to Yerideya, when it comes to Machalos Asuros, to Yisr Veheter, the original context of the Chacham Tzvi was actually Milchus Pesach, but that's where we have all of Dinim of Hekshu Kelim. Someone asked the Chacham Tzvi that the Chacham Tzvi had a shita that if you have that any food item that's around for 12 months becomes like ashes. It becomes like the whole Isser goes away because it loses all of its quality. And he says, therefore, if you have a Kedera Shel Barzel that you cooked chametz in 2 years prior and it was clean, and then you cook you cook on Pesach in such a pot, so one of the Chacham Tzvi's Talmidim, or his Talmidim in general, wanted to asr that which was cooked in the Kedera because it's chametz dekapat. But Chacham Tzvi said that they're making a mistake, because if that's true, that 2 years later you still have to worry about what's in the pot, that's so then you where is a gvul yesh b'dav, where are you going to draw the line? When are you going to say that you don't have to worry anymore? He says, if you have something 70 years later, you have something 1,000 years later, he says that defies logic, that 1,000 years later you're still going to worry about the blios in a pot from 1,000 years ago. So it must be that there's a gvul b'davar, and he says the gvul is shneimas v'chodesh. After that, recham pug, taimam gamar, that you assume there's no reach, there's no tam, it doesn't have anything, it's as if it's totally saruf. And therefore he says, the chachila, I wouldn't recommend using a non-kashal Pesach pot that hasn't been used in over a year, but if someone did, I think it's going to be fine, it's not going to trafe up the kashal Pesach food. Well, almost all of the poskim disagree with the Chacham Tzvi, but that's the Chacham Tzvi's major kula. Rav Meisha uses it in the following context. Rav Meisha is a tshuva in the Gusmoshi Yardei Chilik Beis, Simen Mem Vav, where there was a family that was becoming Bali Tshuva, that someone was makariv them, and they finally made the decision to become Bali Tshuva, but they had very expensive trefa dishes, porcelain dishes. So what are you going to do? You can't do agala on Klei Cheres. So there is a sheet in Rishonim that Hagalah Gimel Pa'amim works on Klei Cheres. So you have that. And then Rav Moshe says you also have the Chacham Tzvi that after 12 months it's not the blios are going to be gone anyway, and he was willing to be mitzarif the sheet of the Chacham Tzvi together with Hagala Gimel Panim to allow, because of Takanas Hashavim, like we learned Lamed Aleph, that there's such a din of Takanas Hashavim that we try to make it easier for people to do tshuva, so he allowed for such a thing. Why am I mentioning all this? Because in the Panini Allah section of the Masifta over here, he quotes a sefer Derech Hakodesh or Derech Hektish, who says in the name of Marie Dibutin to bring a raya from our sugya that macholos against the Chacham Tzvi, that macholos asuros do not become ruined after 12 months, and that decades later they're still macholos asuros. Why? Because what happens in our sugya? 70 years later, they're pulling out the wine that are kiyigule dvela. They still have kedusha. We still have to be sorry for them. We still have to treat them, serve them big kedusha. We still have to treat them with all the kedusha. So apparently, you see that they still have a din of macholos asuros. So in the Shalom Meshiv in Madura. Madura Kamen, Chel Gimel Simul Chav Ches, he says there's no raya from there. He says, first of all, the old wine, in addition to the old wine, there was also new wine that they kept pouring in. So that combined with the old wine, maybe that reinvigorated the tam of all the yayin. And also he says, even if the wine was not raya l'maychal adam, and it would not aser any tavshil that it was put into, but it's still the very item itself. Meaning, it's one thing to say that blios of Isser are no longer going to affect something else, but they themselves are still Usser. They themselves, the original item is still Usser. I don't know why he doesn't just say that there's between a blia and the etzem adavar, meaning when it comes to a blia, so that's after 12 months, the blia is gone already, the Chacham Tzvi is saying. But you have a piece of chazer, after 12 months, it's still a piece of chazer. Right, so that's why they think that this Gemara is not necessarily a raya against that Chacham Tzvi. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta now. Kiman Azahad Tnan, we changed it to the Tnan. So question whether it's the Tanya or the Tnan. But who is the following Mishnah follow? Nesachim Betchila, when they Moal in Ben, that initially when they're Makdish Nesachim, they're subject to Me'ila. If you get Hanah from the Meshogeg, you have to bring a Karban because it's really considered Kadshe Gavala. It's considered to be real Kadshim. Yardu L'Shisin ain't Moal in Ben. But once they go down into the Shisin, they no longer have any Tzorach Gavala, so therefore they're no longer subject to Me'ila. So who's the author of that? Who says that it's no longer be subject to Me'ila once it's Yorid the Shisin? Meaning we had two deos. What happened with the wine that went into the Shisin? Did it go all the way out to home, never to be heard from again? Or did it slowly build up till the point once every 70 years, the Pirkei Kuna had to go in and pull out the Ki Gulei Tveila? So which Shita assumes that it's no longer going to be subject to Me'ila once it was all the way down in the Shisin? So Leimer Rav Lazar Rav Tzadiki. It must be like Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik, who holds that it gathered up, that it didn't go all the way down to home, and therefore it's shaykh to talk about whether Malin Ben or not. Because according to Rabbanon, once you poured that wine into the Shisin, what are you talking about if there's Me'ila or not? You're never going to see it again. It's all the way down into the Tahom. So says Marna, Afilutem Rabbanon, Bidiklet. Maybe we're talking even according to the Shita of the Rabbanon. What happens if you stuck a Kli somewhere in the middle to catch it before it goes all the way out of the Tahom? So do you say, Kibishnas Mitzvaso, Tain Ma'olin Bo, that there should be no Me'ila anymore because you already did the Mitzvah, you poured it into the Shisin? Or do you say, no, that it's still subject to Me'ila? So that's the chiddush that according to the Rabbanon, that it goes all the way out at home. If you catch it before it goes out at home, it's still not subject to Me'ila. The Ikata Amri, but another version says the opposite. That Lema Rabbanon, that maybe when the Mishnah says that once it's Yard L'Shisin, it's Ein Ma'olin Bo, that's going like the Shita of the Rabbanon, that that there's no Tzorach Kavoa for it anymore at all. The lower Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik, and not like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik holds that they would still have to gather it together from between the Kevish and the Mizbeach every once in a while. Dear Rabbi Lazar, because if it was following Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik that the Pirchei Kuhuna had to go in and take it and gather it, Akati B'Kedusha Sayyid Kaimi, it still has Kedusha, because what did Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik say? What would they do when they would gather it? They would burn it Dafka B'Kodesh. Why are they burning it in the Azara? It must be that it still has Kedusha. If it still has Kedusha, it should still be subject to Me'ila. So maybe the Mishnah that tells me that it's no longer subject to Me'ila once you pour it into the Shisin, Dafka goes against Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik, because Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik would say it is subject to Me'ila because it's still Kadosh. Says Mara, nah, feel the tamer Rav Lazar. It could even be following Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik, who says that it requires Sreifa, but Ein L'chadam Shnas Mitzvah, so Ma'olim Bo. Even though it requires Sreifa, the Mitzvah is already done with it. And the rule of Me'ila is, number one rule of Me'ila is, once something is Nasis Mitzvah, once you did whatever mitzvah you were supposed to do with it, and the Nisuch is the Iker Mitzvah, the burning is just how to take care of it later, but the Nisuch is the Iker Mitzvah. So once you did that Iker Mitzvah, there's no longer going to be Me'ila. Okay, now the Gemara brings a little bit about Nisuch HaYayin, that's derived from the Pasuk, B'Kodesh HaSech Nesuch Sheikh Ala Hashem. When they would do the Nisuch Yayin al Gabim Zvech, they would close up the Shisin. My mashma, how do you see from that pasuk at all that they would close up the Shisin, that they would like plug up the Shisin to create like a backup, to create like a clogged drain. The word shechar is what gives it away, because that is a lashon of shasiya, a lashon of sevia, and a lashon of shichus, meaning the mizbeach has to look like it is drinking in a way that it is satiated and is like getting drunk and it's like overflowing with wine. You can only give that sense if you plug up the holes a little bit, similar to what we had in Pesachim, when we spoke about how they would close up the drainage system on Erev Pesach in the Azara in order that the blood should back up. So there was to show the Shevach of the Bnei Aaron that they were Holchem Adark Vuseyim Bedam. So they were trying to create a certain image of what it looked like. So they were trying to create an image of what the Mizbech looks like when there's wine, when it's drinking wine, that it's overflowing with wine. We see from here that when a person is satiated with wine, it's from his throat, from a full throat. What does it mean, a full throat? Meaning you take big gulps. If you take teeny little sips, so then a person does not feel a sense of svia from the yayin that he drinks. So now it says, if that's true, so if you don't have a lot of wine, I have advice for a Talmud Chacham who doesn't have very much wine, he only has a little bit of wine, ligama gemuei. The best way to maximize whatever wine you have it in large gulps, because through that you could even get svia from a small amount of wine, because the svia from yayin does not come from the quantity that you drink, but from the type of gulps that you take. And by taking a large gulp and filling your throat with it, that itself gives the svia. Rava akasa de birchasa agma gamue. And Rava used to drink a koshal bracha with these big, every time I say big gulp, I think of 7-Eleven. But Rava used to take the wine more robust sips of wine in order to fill his throat in that way. So the Gemara brings two drushas from Pasuk and Shir Shirim that we dashed previously. Now we switch to the discussions of Chesed. So the Pasuk we quote from Shir Shirim is Mayafu Pamayach Benaolim Basim Div Chamuke Yerechayach Kamochalah Maasi Diuman. We quoted it before to talk about the Shisin, that the Shisin were the Chamuke Yerechayach, that they're the hidden part that's off to the side of the Mizbeach. But now the Gemara is going to darshan the rest of the pasuk. Dorish Rava, Maidich Siv Mayafu Pamayach Bana Olim Bas Nediv. So Mayafu Pamusein Shal Yisrael B'Shal Sha'ol Neregel. That pasuk in Shir Shirim is referring to how beautiful it is when Klal Yisrael goes to be Ol Neregel. Why are we called Bas Nediv? We're Bito Shal Avram Avinu Shenikra Nediv. We're considered to be like a daughter of Avram Avinu who's called the Nediv. This is the second time in the Masechta we've had Bito Shal Avram Avinu, right? I think, if I'm not mistaken, when we had the Pu'usahida, the woman who was complaining that the Beir Eshkalusa are sitting in a sukkah gazula because they stole my beam and they built it in the sukkah, right, in Daf Lamed Aleph. So when she was ignored, Bito Shal Avram Avinu, and you're just going to ignore me? So anyway, Bito Shal Avram Avinu, this is a reference not to a person, but to all of Klal Yisrael now, that the daughter of Avram Avinu who's called a Nediv. Shenemar Nediv Am Nesafu Am Elokei Avraham. That the Gerim from all of the different nations that gather together under the Kanfei Ashchina and are Mitztarif to the God of Avram to be Mekabel the old mitzvos. So that's all considered a sense of Nedivus. Elokei Avram Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov. What is it? The God of Avram, not the God of Yitzchak and Yaakov. Elokei Avram Sheitchil LeGerim. Avram was the first one who had this Nedivus Halev to be Misgayer. So meaning it's called Nedivus Halev because it wasn't required of them. Meaning all Gerim are choosing this life. They're choosing to come Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. So that Koach comes from, it was brought into this world by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the first one to choose to enter Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. Tandbe Ravam, Maidich Siv Chamuke Yerechayich, Lama Nimshle Divrei Torah Kiyarech. We assume that it's reference to the Torah. The Torah is considered like a thigh. That lo melachah my yarech b'seser after the Torah b'seser. Just like a yarech is something that is hidden, you keep it tsanua, so too divrei Torah should be something that's tsanua. It should not be something that is that's paraded publicly. It should be something that's much more tsanua. There's a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer, Avnei Nezer Simkuf Peites, where he tells the Shoel that when you send a letter of divrei Torah, you have to make sure you put it in an envelope, because it's supposed to be hidden. Divrei Torah is supposed to be betznius. You shouldn't just write it in a way that it's exposed as it's being sent. So when Rabbi Menashe Klein in the Tshuva Mishnah Halachas Chelek Dalet Simon Chaf Ches asked the Kashi, he says, I, the Rogachover, everyone knew in the yeshivas in Europe when the Rogachover was alive, no matter where you were learning, the Mahalich in yeshivas was, if you had a question, you'd ask your Rebbe. If he didn't know, you'd ask all the other Rebbeim in yeshiva. You'd ask all the Bachurim in yeshiva. If nobody knew, you took a postcard and you wrote the question to the Rogachover on a postcard. He left the other half of the postcard empty and he would respond on the other half of the postcard. That's what he did. He was always responding to questions coming from everywhere, from Talmid Chacham, and it was always on postcards. But a postcard is not hidden. Didn't he know the Avni Nezer? Okay, so maybe he didn't agree with the Avni Nezer. It's not really such a kasha. But the suggestion, so Rav Menashe Klein works on why it's not a problem of Divrei Torah not being besesir. So he says, once we have the Chaim Torah Ben Gershom, when nobody's allowed to read anybody else's mail, it's still called besesir, even if it's out because nobody's going to read it anyway. Okay, or not, but that's the possibility. So V'ayinu Dom Rav Lazer, May Duchsiv, Higi L'cha'adam Matov, Ma'ashem Dorish B'mcha, Ki Masos Mishpat V'yavas Chesed, V'atznei Alechez Imelukecha, Asos Mishpat Zahadin. Asos Mishpat means that you follow the din of Dine Torah. Avas Chesed zu Gmilz Chasadim. Avas Chesed is a sense of Gmilz Chasadim. Vatznei Aleches im Elokecha zu Atzos Ames vachnas kal luchopa. And Vatznei Aleches is paying for a levaya and for a chasana. That's a lashon of halicha by those things. Tov lo leches al beis avel mi leches al beis mishta. So Vatznei Aleches, that all these things. So you see that which is called halicha should be done bitzina. So when we say, so says the Gemara, it's remarkable. What do we talking about a levaya and a chasana that it should be done with sin of a lodvarm kalvachomer umadvarm shadark and lasos and beforesia hotzos and mesach and skala. These are things that you advertise, you let everybody know, and it's something that's done with a great fanfare, it's done publicly. And Amrit Torah Tzneelech, the Torah says it's still supposed to be done with a sense of tzina, meaning if someone is paying for it, with the tzina that we're talking about over here, is that whoever's paying for it, whoever's helping the poor family be able to pay for the levaya, to be able to pay for the chasana, that shouldn't be public. That should not be public knowledge. That should be betzina. So dvarm shadark and lasos and betzina. Things that generally are done betzina, giving an ani some tzedakah b'seser, where which is not something that's a public matter. Alachas kama v'kama. So our sensitivity to the tznius and such a thing should be even greater. Amar blazer gadol also tzedakah yosim mikol hakarbanos shnemar. I say tzedakah mishpat nivchar laHashem mizevach. That when you do tzedakah mishpat, it's even better than a korban. It's nivchar laHashem. It's more precious to Hashem than a zevach, than karbanos. Tamar of Lazar, God gedolach gemilus chesedim yosim net tzedakah. Gemilus chesed, in a certain sense, is greater than even giving tzedakah, giving money to tzedakah. Shneimer zir lechem tzedakah kitzru lefi chesed. That the zriya is compared, the tzedakah is compared to planting. The chesed is compared to the harvesting. In madam zareh savik ochel savik eino ochel. What's a more joyous occasion and a more productive thing? If you plant, you don't know if the crop's going to make it. But adam kotzer vaday ochel. By the time you get to Katsira, you know it's going to turn into something. So the chesed is compared to the Katsira, it's even greater than tzedakah. V'yamar Ablazer, another teaching, ain't tzedakah m'shalem es alufi chesed shaba. Person gets schar for tzedakah based on how much chesed is behind that tzedakah. Shemar zir l'cham l'tzedakah kitzu l'fi chesed. In three important ways, Gemilz Chesed is greater than Tzedakah. In the following three ways. Number one, Tzedakah b'mamono. Gemilz Chesedim bein begufa o bein b'mamono. Tzedakah is only with your money. Gemilz Chesedim is both with your body and with your money. A person goes and says, participates in Levaya, participates in some chaschas and vikala. So it's not only with money. Number two, tzedakah la'aniyim. Tzedakah is something that you give to aniyim. Gemilas chesedim, bein la'aniyim, bein la'ashirim. You could do chesed with anyone. You help out anybody, even an ashir. And that's called chesed. Tzedakah l'chayim. Tzedakah is something that you can only do with living people. Gemilas chesedim, bein l'chayim, bein l'meisim. Right? So Rashi Yechumish tells us, chesed shalemes, eizu chesed. That's chesed that you do in mameisim because you're not mitzapet l'tashlum gemul. You're not going to get paid anything back. So it's, the ultimate chesed is with mameisim. There's a discussion in poskim. If you ask somebody to do a chesed, can you say the words "Do with me a chesed shalemes" as an expression? Because Chesed Shalemis means the Chesed is done with Mesim, so maybe a person should not be Poseach Pel the Satan. V'amar Blazer, Kolosu Tzadok Mishpat Kilu Mili Kolon Kula Chesed. Anyone who does Tzadok Mishpat is if he's filling the world with Chesed. Shemar Oiv Tzadok Mishpat Chesed Hashem Mala Aretz. Shemar Tomer Kolabal Likpots Kofetz. You might think that anyone who wants to do Tzadok with Chesed, he'll have the ability, the opportunities will always be there in for worthy causes. Tam Lomer Mayakar Chastei Chalukim, that it's precious, it's not always available. Yachlaf Yirei Shemayim Kain. You might think that Yirei Shemayim have the same rules that they may not have opportunities. That don't worry, for Yireyim, there's always opportunities for Chesed. For them to do Chesed in a way that's going to be meaningful for people who really need it. Anyone who has Chain, you know he's Yirei Shemayim. Al Yireyav. V'yamar Ablazer, and final teaching of Ablazer, my dechziv, what does the pasuk mean when it talks about Knesset Yisrael? Pia pasuk b'chachma v'soras chesed al l'shona. V'chi yesh torah shal chesed v'yesh torah she'enish al chesed. What's torah chesed? Is there a torah of chesed and a torah that's not of chesed? El a torah l'shma zui torah shal chesed shalol l'shma zui torah she'enish al chesed. One interpretation is that if it's torah l'shma, it's a torah shal chesed. Ikad army torah l'lamda zui torah shal chesed shalol l'lamda zui torah she'enish al chesed. A person learns Torah in order to teach Torah to others, that's a Torah Shal Chesed. But if it's Shalol Lamda, it's not to teach to others, just to retain the Torah for themselves, that is not considered a Torah Shal Chesed. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up two lines from the bottom at the two dots tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Take care.
Have a nice one.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you very much.